is underway at the Bradford West by-election. John Craig joins us, along with George Galloway. A big upset, it looks like.
Certainly a big upset here. That's what everybody in the hall believes. George Galloway, what is the result here?
Well, I think we're looking at the most sensational result in British by-election history. And Labour has been hit by a tidal wave in a seat that they've held for many decades, in a city that they have dominated for 100 years. And the reasons are really quite basic. The path of treason that was set by Tony Blair way back in 1994 has taken Labour so far away from their traditional supporters, from their traditional ideals and policies, that the people have felt neglected, even betrayed. And the involvement created by New Labour, of involvement in foreign war after war, which they now call missions, but which involve killing large numbers of foreign people, with all the consequences that we've seen, not just in those countries, but in our own. That twin betrayal of what Labour used to stand for is what they've paid a very high price for this evening.
You didn't actually say you've won. What's the result?
Well, I don't know the actual result, just that I've won a big victory.
You've won a big victory.
I've won a big victory. And by the way, I've won it in every part of the constituency, including areas that many people thought I couldn't even compete in. I gained 50% at least of the vote in those areas. So it's a very comprehensive defeat for New Labour. It's a miserable, pathetic performance by the government, parties, as everyone actually who's followed it here knew from the start. So the big three political parties have had a very salutary, condign lesson this evening. And I hope that they all take note that the people of Bradford are speaking this evening for people in inner cities everywhere in the United Kingdom.
But the Labour Party of Ed Miliband is not the party of Tony Blair. It's a different party now. They've admitted, a lot of senior Labour politicians, that the Iraq war perhaps was wrong. And you've been fighting against Ed Miliband here, not against Tony Blair. That was an old battle.
No, I don't agree with that. Ed Miliband has made an apology of sorts for the Iraq war, but it by no means holds to account those who were responsible for Labour doing it. The people who did it are still revered in Labour circles. Mr. Blair, instead of being in court or in a prison cell in The Hague, is swanning around the world making millions and still has lots of friends at the top in New Labour, some of whom are plotting this evening against Ed Miliband. And the Labour Party and the Liberals and the Conservatives continue to shed blood in Afghanistan, including the blood of British soldiers.
But was the war your only message here? Because
no.
In the news here, the last few weeks, people have been talking about the 50p tax rate, they've been talking about the so-called granny tax, they've been talking about a sleaze scandal, the cash for access row involving the Conservatives, and in recent days, the way the government has handled the fuel dispute. Were they not issues and factors as well? Is this not just a protest vote for you, rather than a vote for your anti-war views?
Given the indictment of the government that you just served, Labour should have won.
Objectively.
Labour should have won a landslide victory tonight, but Labour has been defeated. So people are looking neither for the austerity policies of the Condemned Coalition government or the austerity-light policies of Ed Miliband and Ed Balls. People are looking for something different, and I think that we have provided that. So no, the war definitely was not the only issue. The neglect and abandonment of traditional and loyal Labour supporters in the city of Bradford was also on trial tonight. The jury is about to come in with a verdict which they won't like to read in the morning.
Some of your opponents will no doubt say you've played the race card here, you've courted the Muslim vote here in a way that perhaps is not the most ethical way of campaigning. Your critics, especially in the Labour Party, will attack your campaign here. They've told me that they don't like the way you've attacked the Labour candidate here. What do you say to those critics?
Well, the Labour candidate was a Pakistani Muslim, so I don't know who was courting the Muslim vote. Was it the party that put up the Pakistani Muslim or the party that put up me? It's absolute rot. And as I just told you in coded language, let me tell you in straight language, I also won the election in areas that might be described by lazy stereotyping journalists as white areas.
I never used that phrase. I never said white areas. No. I have to say, some of the politicians here tonight have said to me, George Galloway has won in the Muslim areas and seems to be doing okay in some of the white areas. They are indeed phrases some of the politicians here are using.
They're not areas that I use because the population is mixed everywhere and every voter is the equal of the other. Muslims don't vote as a bloc any more than Christians vote as a bloc. And Labour put up a Pakistani Muslim in order to win precisely the vote that you're implicitly, if I may say so, and very gently in a gentlemanly way, accusing me of courting. In fact, it was them who courted it. And they played, if anyone played a race card, they played what's called a braderie card, not just race, but almost tribal, village politics. And they got their answer to me.
When you beat Una King in Bethnal Green in Bow, you only stayed there for one term. What are you going to do here if you've won?
No, I'm here for the long term. And not only that, in 5 weeks' time, we'll be fighting every council seat in the local elections in Bradford and in Dewsbury and in Rochdale and in all the big towns and cities around here. And I think you're going to get a shock at how quickly this spreads.
Why do you think you've done well here, but you didn't get elected to the Scottish Parliament last year and you didn't beat Jim Fitzpatrick in East London in 2010?
Well, I left my seat in Bethnal Green and Bow because, as you said, I pledged before I won it that I would stand there only once. So I went elsewhere to try and take the pressure off my successor in my old seat, hoping that he would win. I didn't get elected to the Scottish Parliament, but I'm elected to the Westminster Parliament tonight, and I intend to stay there.
George Galloway, thank you very much. We need to go back to the studio now. The latest prediction we have for the official result is about 1:40 a.m. But George Galloway, as you've heard, is convinced he's won and he's the new MP for Bradford West.
Okay, John.